Across Victoria, our thoroughbred racing heartland, RSN 927 is Talking Horses.
Welcome back to the program. We switch our focus now to equestrian, and the countdown is on to the 2017 Pride's Easy Feed Australian Show Jumping Championships at Werribee Park. All the action starts this Wednesday, and a big part of it is Carolyn Price, wife of trainer Mick, of course. Caroline joining us on Talking Horses this morning. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Jo. How are you going?
I'm very well. Not half as busy as you've been of late.
Yes, it's very hectic at the moment. We're trying to run the home stables and the show jumping championships and being away to Adelaide Royal. It's all happening at once.
How did you go at Adelaide?
Yeah, good. I didn't ride, but my daughter rode and she won champion junior jumping rider of the show. Won three of the five classes, so she was thrilled.
Dominating to say the least.
Yes, very successful show.
And she'll be competing at this week's event?
Yes, she is. She's only 14, so she's one of the younger members of in the junior competitions, which I think from 12 years to 18 years they're allowed to compete in the juniors. So she'll be having a red-hot go.
Exciting for you. Bias aside, do you think she might have the potential to go on and represent Australia at a senior level one day?
Look, she's very young for what she's achieving and showing a lot of ability and dedication and working hard. So if she gets the right opportunities, who knows?
Mick must be very proud.
He is. He's getting used to this scene. He didn't know much about the equestrian side of things when I met him. So it's been a work in progress, but he's getting it.
Now, apart from being involved on the participation side of the Australian Show Jumping Championships, you're also heavily involved in the organising committee. Tell us a bit about the role you play there.
Yeah, sure. I took on the sponsorship role a few years ago because it costs a lot to run an event of this calibre. It's the biggest show jumping event in Australia. It can cost close to $400,000 to actually run this event. So we need sponsors as well as taking money from entities and facility fees and things like that. So, yeah, I'm in charge of the sponsors.
And Pride's Easy Feed are the naming rights sponsor for the event. They're great supporters of equestrian right throughout Australia, aren't they?
Our Pride is absolutely amazing. They sponsor so many different events and put so much money in. And obviously they're getting back customers through it, but they're just so supportive, and this is their second year supporting us as the main sponsors, and look, they can't do enough for us. They're fantastic.
Well, the stakes are high at this week's event, of course, so being the national titles essentially, and Jamie Kermond, who won the title last year, is back to defend.
He is coming back. They're bringing a team of horses down from Sydney, so yeah, they always a very strong team. A couple of their horses on their team are from Europe. They've purchased the one he won on. I think they bred it in Australia, took it to Europe. It literally hopped off the plane last year out of quarantine and came and won the Australian title last year. But yeah, I'm sure he'll be bringing him back to defend the title.
And there's quite a number of other high-profile Australian riders competing.
Oh, sure. Look, everyone from around Australia is coming. Like, I've just been, obviously, to Adelaide, and their Perth riders stopping at Adelaide to compete en route to Werribee next week. David Cameron's always very competitive from Sydney. The Chugs, Chris Chug and Gabby Kuna, his partner, they'll be vying to win to go back to Europe, hopefully to Weg on their beautiful stallion, Tassiago. Tom McDermott's always got a good horse he wants to bring down. From Victoria, probably Stephen Hills from Bendigo. He's been to Europe with his good mare and back, and he'd have a very good chance of winning the title. So, yeah, some big names coming.
And you mentioned Weg, and it's important to highlight the fact that this is essentially a qualifier for Australian selection for the World Equestrian Games in Tryon in the USA next year.
Yes, it is. And look, everyone's sort of vying for a spot if they've got the good horse and they have to qualify to go to these events to represent our country. To do that, we have to have an international delegate present. They have to get a certificate of competency from this event to be on selection to go to WEDS. So, yeah, high stakes.
So high stakes in the arena and around it plenty happening as well. And last year, how can we forget the shenanigans involving your husband, Mick, and Peter Moody? Peter's wife, of course, is a keen show jumping rider herself, but they both got roped into a novelty event and actually had to ride around each themselves. Mick didn't fare too well, though.
Yeah, Mick can train a racehorse very well, but when it comes down to riding, he's a bit ordinary. The jockeys, yeah, best to stay on the horses, not him. But, yeah, him and Peter Moody, they were acting like the clerks of the course for the jockey challenge. We had strict instructions for Mick, maybe just walk, don't try trotting. When he trotted and then headed at a jump, we were all pretty scared, and we all know he didn't quite stay on the horse. So, yeah, I don't think he will try and jump this year. So we might have someone leading him so he doesn't get out of the walk this year.
So. Mood stuck on, though, didn't he?
He did. He did. That horse kind of went whichever way he was falling, though, I think, to save him a bit. So hopefully he has the same horse again.
Yeah. So will they both be playing a role again this year?
Yeah, at this stage, I think Mick definitely is, and I'm pretty sure Peter is. This year we're having a bit of battle of the sexes, so girl jockeys against boy jockeys. Mm. Michelle Payne's the headline girl jockey coming.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so that's exciting to have her there. And there's three next team. Melissa Julius, Nikita Berriman as well, are the girls, and Nick D, Ben Allen and Stephen Pateman are the boy jockeys. So.
Okay, well, I'd be backing in Stephen Pateman there.
Yeah, exactly. But he is coming back from injury, Joe, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be a query.
And his partner, Jess Barton, is a very keen show jumping rider, isn't she?
Jess is a brilliant rider. She's very competitive, stylish. She brings on a lot of young horses to Grand Prix level. Yeah, she's just a very good rider.
And will you have any time to ride in the actual competition at any stage?
This year I'm only bringing one. He's only a 5-year-old stallion I bought in Germany a couple of years ago. He's in the Emerald Series, which was just a 1.10 to 1.20 meters. So he will go around that. And I'm also got him. We've got a big stallion auction on the Saturday night before the speed championship, and I'm donating a service fee to him, so I'll ride him in that.
Oh, lovely.
As well, yeah.
Do you use many off-the-track thoroughbreds for show jumping, Caroline, or are the imports better suited? Well, I guess they are at the higher level, but at the lower grades, do you get the odd horse off Mick to turn into a show jumper?
Oh, for sure. Like, I've always got one or two there I'm turning over. I used to do a lot more. But, yeah, for the higher levels, I think they are purpose bred, the warm blood. But, look, every now and again, a fantastic thoroughbred comes along, and even the top riders say there's nothing better than a thoroughbred. So they all would take one any day, but it's just trying to sift through everything to get that top level one. But for the lower levels, I just can't recommend a thoroughbred enough, you know, especially for juniors. You know, they've just got natural energy. They're willing to please. They just want to do it. They're just lovely horses to work with.
Isn't it great to see the off-the-track concept going gangbusters?
Yeah, for sure. And it's just getting better and better every time, and everyone's really conscious of looking after these horses. You know, every now and again you see something not looked after properly, but it's corrected pretty quickly. I read somewhere the other day a trainer bought back a horse that he'd given away and got neglected, and he actually bought it back. He loved it so much. So that was nice to hear. There's also, in the making, a bit of a free-to-air TV show going to happen about off the trackers and their journey from straight off the track to competition, featuring Mick, and Gay Waterhouse is going to be in it, David Hayes. Not sure of the other two trainers, and they're going to have a team under them. And, yeah, it's a bit of a competition and a TV show. And, yeah, about off-the-track horses. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's great. It'll only put the spotlight even more on the ability of thoroughbreds to go on in other vocations and do well. And it is great to see that they do have longevity beyond the racetrack. Well,
yes.
Caroline, all the best of luck for what will be a very busy few days out at Werribee Park. It all starts on Wednesday and wraps up on Sunday.
It does. It does. So thank you, Jo.
And if any of our listeners would like to go out and have a look, what's the best thing that they should do?
Just turn up. It's free entry on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then Saturday, Sunday, there's a small gate fee to get in. There's lots of shopping. There's the biggest trade village of any show in Australia, with anything you want, you can buy. There's, apart from the main arena, there's another four arenas to watch jumping. So there's a lot to, there's 585 horses entered and 387 riders. So there's action all 5 days. So, yeah. So
it's a big show. It's good to see that it's getting to this level in Australia now. Of course, the European and the American scenes have got it on us at the moment, but Australia is really starting to proactively try and raise the bar and improve the standards of these major events.
Oh, it is. And to be competitive with the rest of the world, we had to. And, you know, lots people go overseas and bring ideas back with them and see what we have to do to be competitive. And if you just look at the Olympics and World Equestrian Games, we just get better and better every year. So, look at Edwina Alexander. She's our girl overseas, just leading lady rider for how many years, and she's originated from Australia. So.
Yeah. She's one of our greatest exports, isn't she, Edwina? And interestingly, she's about to make her comeback in the competition arena after having her first child.
Yes, that's just recent. And, probably only a month ago, and she's back in the saddle. So very keen to keep her name up there in the spotlight. And I'm sure she will be very successful still.
Caroline, thanks for talking to us on the program this morning, and look forward to seeing you out at Werribee in the next few days.
My pleasure, Jo. Thank you.
Caroline Price, who is on the organising committee of the Pride's Easy Feed Australian Show Jumping Championships. All the action kicks off on Wednesday, concluding on Sunday. Should go out there and have a look. Some fantastic show jumping competition will take place.